Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today, Monday, we're starting a new series. It's called The Prayer of the Upright. The Prayer of the Upright. Our scripture text is found in Proverbs 15, verse 8. And the word of the Lord reads as following. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. Let us pray. Dear God and Heavenly Father, we thank you yet again for today, right now, at this moment, we begin our 29th Manna series of the year. And we want to thank you, Lord, for providing us with daily manna from heaven. We want to thank you, Lord, for providing us words of instruction, words of encouragement, words that build up our faith. And now, Lord, we pray, as we give ourselves completely over to prayer, Lord, teach us, instruct us, inform us. Let us know that our prayers and our praying is not in vain. Bless us, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. The prayer of the upright. Let me remind you all that we are having a prayer meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, the 18th of July, And don't forget to read your chapter on the book, The Power of Prayer, and join us each and every Tuesday. As I've often said from the pulpit, Tuesday night is the most important service at Grace Christian Church. So again, I extend to you another cordial invitation to join us. The first half hour is a half hour of instruction. Sister Linda Hart does a marvelous job of bringing forth the word. And then following the half hour of instruction, the half hour of prayer institute, we go right into 1 hour of praying. So join us each and every Tuesday on the conference call for prayer. Also, let me remind you, those of you who have pledged to pray for Sister Amy and the youth, please don't forget to do so. I have asked some people to pray for them on Mondays, and another group on Tuesday, another group on Wednesday. We have 7 groups praying once a week, 7 days a week. And we're praying that God would begin to touch the hearts of the young people in St. Johnsville and draw them to Christ. And so we're praying for Sister Amy and her band of young people who are endeavoring to do their part as evangelists and missionaries right there in the local community, winning young people to the Lord. So if you signed up to pray, if your day is Tuesday or your day is Wednesday, be faithful. We're counting on you to pray. Now, who are you praying for? Well, first, you're praying for the young people of St. Johnsville who don't know Christ. Pray that God would touch their hearts. Pray that Christ, that the Holy Spirit would draw them to Christ. And then, as you pray for God to soften the hearts of sinners, young sinners, tender sinners at that, then pray for Sister Amy and the young people that God would give them the words, the seasoned words to speak to the young people that they are witnessing to about Christ. Pray for divine connections. Pray that the young people would bump into other young people who don't know the Lord during the day and that they would start up a conversation and begin to talk about Jesus and sin and hell and judgment to come and how they need to be right with the Lord, how they need to repent of their sins. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we are a Bible-preaching church. And we are preaching truth. Truth to the sinner man. Speaking, Paul said, speaking the truth in love. Gospel love. Gospel love. So let's continue to pray. Well, we're here in the wonderful book of Proverbs. I know everyone who's ever read Proverbs just loves Proverbs. And I'm a proverb man. I love the book of Proverbs. And in this chapter, King Solomon, the author, the main author of the book of Proverbs, does a comparison between the righteous and the wicked, between the upright and the sinner. Here in verse 8, he says, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. But the prayer of the upright is the Lord's delight." So here you have approaching one God, two people approaching one God, two groups of people, two categories of people. You have the wicked. That's one category. You have sinners. That's one category. And then you have the upright, the holy, that's the second category. So when the wicked come before the Lord with their offering, he views it and he looks at it and he deems it to be an abomination. And when the upright come to the Lord and they bring forth the sacrifice of their lips, he delights I have here a quote, and it's right there in your outline, by the great, great evangelical English commentator Charles Bridge. Charles Bridge wrote an extensive commentary on Proverbs. He wrote an extensive commentary on Ecclesiastes. He's one of the great, great commentators. He wrote an entire commentary on the Psalms. And here, these are the opening words. These are the opening words in his commentary on verse 8 of chapter 15 of Proverbs. And I want to read this to you. He says, let the reader ponder this awful question. Now, of course, that's in reference to what we just read. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. So again, Charles Bridge begins by saying, let the reader of this proverb ponder this awful question. And here's the question. What am I? Is my service when upon my knees before God? Is it an abomination or is it delight? Man judges by acts, God by principles. And there you have it. So ponder this for a moment. When I go before the Lord, what am I? What am I? Am I classified as a wicked man? Or does God view me as an upright man? That's a big question. It's a question we need to ponder. Charles Bridge says, let the reader ponder. Think on that. Meditate on that. When you go to church, when you go to church on Sundays, what are you really? Are you a Cain or are you an Abel? That's what Charles Bridges is trying to bring to our mind. Remember in Genesis chapter 4, Cain and Abel, two sons from the same parents, Adam and Eve, were all grown up, were all men of profession. Cain was a farmer and Abel was a shepherd. And on a certain day, they came to worship the Lord. Cain brought his offering before the Lord. Abel brought his offering before the Lord. One was rejected outright. The other one, his sacrifice accepted with great delight. So that's Proverbs 15:8. Let the reader ponder this question. What am I? I got to ask myself each and every day when I come before the Lord, am I right with God? Am I really a Cain who has deceived himself into thinking he's an Abel? What am I really? Am I a true believer? Am I a true follower of God? Or am I just a very clever hypocrite? A very sophisticated hypocrite, so used to my hypocrisy that I have even deceived myself into thinking I'm right with the Lord. Let's look at that Proverbs again. It says this. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Whatever the wicked brings before God, it has a foul stench. But pair that to the prayer of the upright, and that God receives with great delight. So what am I? What are you? What are we? Are we true believers? I want to draw your attention to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7. As I was preparing for the study, those words by Charles Bridge really spoke to me. They really did. I want to take you to Matthew chapter 7 because I hope the words of Jesus will speak to you. Matthew chapter 7. It's the last portion of the Sermon on the Mount. And I think it goes well with Charles Bridges' comments, opening comments, on Proverbs 15:8. To which group do you belong to? To which group do I belong to? Do we belong to the wicked? Cain thought he was right, but he wasn't. Self-deception. Self-deceived. So here you have the Lord Jesus. This is the last, these are the closing words of the Sermon on the Mount. Let's listen to these words. Starting in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that will say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Now, think about that. How many people do you know, do I know, that we know now that we've known in the past, whose every other word out of their mouth was, I love the Lord this, the Lord that. The Lord did this to me, for me. The Lord did that for me. Oh, how I love the Lord. Oh, how I serve the Lord. Oh, how I follow the Lord. Oh, how I sing to the Lord. Well, Jesus says, not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord. What day is that? It's the day of judgment. Many will say to me on that day, oh, Lord, Lord, have we not preached? Have we not exhorted? Have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name, did we not cast out? Did we not evict devils? And in your name, did we not do so many wonderful works? After all of their talking, verse 23, Jesus says, then I will speak, then I will reply, then I will answer them. I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. So, Proverbs 15:8 says, what does it say? It says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Obviously, those people will come to Jesus on judgment and say, Lord, look, this was my sacrifice for you. I preached in your name. I represented you. I witnessed for you. I told others about you. And those same people say, well, listen, not only did we represent you, but we fought for you. We fought against demons. We cast them out. We were engaged in spiritual warfare. We represented your kingdom. And Lord, not only did we do that, but we did so many other wonderful things in your name. And Jesus will turn to them and say, you know, you're wicked. You are self-deceived. All of those works, all of your sermons, all of your casting out of demons, all of the wonderful things you claim you did for me, all of that was an abomination. Again, I go back to Charles Bridge, and he says this. Let the reader ponder this awful question. What am I? What is my service? What is my prophesying? What good does my exhorting do? What good does my spiritual warfare do? What good does all the other wonderful things I claim to do for Jesus, what are they? What am I? What is my service? When upon my knees before God, you know, when Cain brought his offering, he was upon his knees before God. And God says, I reject your offering. It's no good. It's an abomination. Man judges by acts. Listen to that. The men and women who will come before Jesus on Judgment Day who are self-deceived, notice what they say to Jesus. I did this for you. I did this act. The first act was the act of preaching. The second act was the act of casting out demons. And the third act is unspecified, but they classify them as wonderful works. You see, man judges by acts. God by principles. It's the principle of being upright. Are you a true Christian? What am I? Because depending what you are determines whether God accepts what you do for him or rejects what you claim to do for him. That's the first thing. See, the sacrifice of the wicked is at this moment an abomination to the Lord. But then on Judgment Day, those acts of self-deception will condemn the hypocrite when he stands before Jesus and says, Lord, Lord, I couldn't stop talking about you. Again, look at the words of Charles Bridge. I mean, this is a sharp two-edged sword pricking the hearts. Let the reader ponder this awful question. What am I? What is my service? When upon my knees before God, an abomination or a delight? We're going to leave it there. We're going to come back tomorrow. Oh, Lord, oh, God, search our hearts. Let us ensure, Lord, that whatsoever we do it with right motives. We don't preach. We don't do warfare. We don't do anything for you in order to obtain glory from men. If we preach, it's to edify the hearer. If we do spiritual warfare, it's to set the captives free. If we do wonderful works in your name, it's to bring glory to your name. Oh, God, check our motives. Rebuke us if our motives, if our intentions are evil. Convict us, oh, God, if our intentions are self-glorification. Prayer of the upright is your delight. May we delight you in everything that we do, we pray. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen. Tune in tomorrow for part two, and don't forget, read your chapter on the book, The Power of Prayer, as we prepare for our prayer meeting tomorrow night. God bless you, saints.
Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done on earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day a daily bread. Forgive us, forgive us. As we forgive the ones who sin, forgive us, forgive us. Not into the temptation, but deliver us from the evil. Let your kingdom come. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. Give up.